Welcome, travelers. I'm Josh.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Lee Wanika, and this is Tabletop Journeys, where we will be your not-so-humble guides on the quest for RPG adventures.
Here at Tabletop Journeys, we are all devoted role players and storytellers at heart, and we absolutely love sharing our passion with you. On our show, we feature diverse tabletop RPG systems, demonstrating them through actual plays and breaking down the rules to provide you with tips, tools, and techniques to help you navigate them. We also love bringing the content creators behind these games into the studio to give you a peek behind the curtain with relevant and insightful interviews.
Let us help you get the most out of your story, no matter what game world or system you're playing, because detailed settings, heroic characters, diverse NPCs, and a focus on story over rules can make any campaign legendary. Now, here's a message from friends of the show.
When four strangers meet for the first time, they unknowingly begin to unravel tightly kept secrets about their worlds.
This place sucks. This realm sucks.
I don't mean to interrupt, but maybe speak about portals a little quieter.
You know how some people aren't really into science and magic mixing together?
That's just a story. Portals haven't existed for hundreds of years.
Armed with little true knowledge, but unfathomable curiosity, these four strangers set out in search of answers and form an unlikely bond.
I do see you, and I'd like to think that I'll be there when you're ready to talk about it.
He kind of relaxes for the first time around the group.
You keep putting yourself in danger for others, but who puts themselves in danger for you?
Join Ivy, Varys, Alara, and Ziva as they dive headfirst into the unknown. Follow us at Rainbow Dice Club on your favorite streaming platform, and find us at Rainbow Dice Club wherever you get your podcasts. Do you trust me?
Okay, so we have our short rest, but we are going to travel towards this supposed ship with blue sails down at the docks. You walk with this captain of the Inquisition.
What is the captain's name?
He introduces himself just as a captain, but if you ask, his name is Captain Marius. And as you're walking down the road, sneaking your way through this dense city, you start to see that there's another heavy commotion in front of you of people running away from something toward you. Heroes that you are, you continue going forward toward it, and it's on the way anyway, so you're stuck with this. A moment later, in front of you, four zombies made of freshly dead Inquisitor guards. You recognize their uniform, their chain shirt. They're still wielding their spears lazily, but they've dropped their shields, and they're meandering through the road. They're much slower than any commoner, but nonetheless, people run away from them. You come face to face with them, and they see you as the only things approaching. Why don't we go ahead and roll initiative once more?
Are these the same ones that took the witch earlier?
No, different folks, same organization, yeah.
Good question, though.
Yeah.
If she had just been sprung and her escort turned into zombies, that would be good.
No, she doesn't seem to have zombified these guys. That would be a lot of spell points to summon ice elemental and then cast animate corpse four times. Josh, initiative.
18.
Okay. Alunica.
Looks like a 13.
And Glenn.
8.
Okay. Let's do one of those tiebreakers. Glenn and I got the same. Or a zombie and Glenn got the same.
Ooh. Have you considered maybe just when there's a tie, add luck? And then if there's still a tie,
possibly. Yeah. Beta. It might be a little more smooth.
13 plus my luck of 2 is 15.
Yeah, zombies have negative luck because they're zombies. Yeah,
there's already ran that out once.
Promoted from initiative 8 to 8.1. First, actually, is the captain. He's a human. He's got 30 feet of movement speed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He charges ahead. Actually, he doesn't charge all the way. He just charges to about there. And on this first turn, he's just going to fire his crossbow at one of these zombies. Pretty good to hit. That's a 24. And that's a light crossbow. Okay, a weak hit, a grazing hit, but nonetheless. It grazes the zombie on the arm, it hisses at him, and then he uses his other quick action to reload the crossbow. So then it is Galoth's turn.
Okay, let's see. So the range on Vine Grasp is 60. I am 60 from that dude. Okay, cool. And so with Vine Grasp, it says move it to a square adjacent to me. Oh, that's fine because he would still be within range of Galal also. So that's I'd be putting him right in front of me. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I'm gonna go ahead and do that. So Abinar, from next to me, what looks like is that my arms basically start extending like Mr. Stretch. They turn into vines as they snake their way towards zombie number one. Zombie number one needs to make a strength saving throw against an 18.
Strength. Okay. 14. So he does fail.
Cool.
So
So
he'll
he
take the
will
full
take,
damage and he'll be moved.
he'll take D8 piercing damage. Okay, so he'll take 6 points of piercing damage.
Okay, that definitely
And
hurts.
yep, and then he will be moved to the square directly in front of me. And since he is now within melee range, I misspoke actually. It's only one arm that turns into a
Yeah.
vine per the rules.
And
In
then
my
when he arrives at you, you stab him with the other hand. Yeah.
stab him with my special dagger, and that is just an attack roll. That's a 21.
Yeah, you stabbed him.
Yeah.
Give me damage.
Cool. Hold on a second, man. Let me reroll. So it's D4 plus one because it's a five. So that's because of the
Okay.
special material. So
Great. Yeah. So you lashed out with your vine arm, Scorpion, Mortal Kombat, get over here, stabbed him when he arrived at you. And Vine Grasp is a full action, so that's a turn.
it is.
So then, Luminika, it's Obinar's turn. You now have a zombie in front of you.
Well,
How do you feel about that?
I was gonna do something different, but because I am now in melee, which I was hoping to not be in, I will
Just move.
take out my spear and
Just
I will.
move and get out of melee.
He'd get an opportunity attack, but yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
It is also a zombie.
I will. Yeah, I'll use my spear to stab the zombie where he doth stand.
Yep.
And is he restrained in any fashion or.
No, the
Nope,
spell
not anymore.
ends
It
after the
just.
attacks.
Okay.
His
So,
claw's arm is back to normal.
okay, I'm going to try to find a different D20 because none of the ones I've been rolling tonight have been worth a dang. This works significantly better. That's going to be a 19 to hit
That's
with
a
my
good hit.
spear, and that's going to be a D8 piercing
Plus strength.
plus strength of 3. So that's 6 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
That's one attack. I'm going to do a second attack.
Okay, disadvantage.
That's going to be an 11. No.
11's not going to hit because they are still wearing some armor.
Yeah, that's a 10, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I miss with that one. I then have my movement. So I am going to move to here. And that will give him an attack of opportunity if he so chooses.
It will indeed, but I've rolled a 5 on my die, so I won't even be doing math for
Okay.
that. Yeah. You definitely back away. Big dumb zombie weakly pokes at you with the spear, and no dice for him. Then it's all the zombies. What do you know? The zombies all go last.
You
One,
say I
two,
go
three,
ahead of the
four.
zombies, do I not?
Oh, did you not go?
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, you
I'm
go.
not
Yeah,
going.
sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. So Zorn draws two weapons, but and not both swords. He draws one spear and one off of his back and one sword with the spear in
Okay.
his offhand.
We'll say that at the top of combat, you can draw whatever you want for
Yep.
free.
With the bouncing to my features. I can draw or swap two melee weapons simultaneously. Oh,
No, I
it's a
know, but
quick
they're just
action.
like when you run into this battle, I just assume you have your weapons out.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Everybody
Just
draws for free.
specifying
Yeah.
what I have out based on the
Yes.
scenario. And casually backhand strike the zombie with the longsword
Okay.
with a natural one.
Ooh, he's already used his reaction to attempt to attack
Right,
Obinar as he escaped, so he does not get an opportunity attack on you, but
because
very
nat
odd.
ones generate an opportunity attack from your enemies. Is it still an automatic failure?
Yes, you do still miss, yes.
Okay, it was only a 13 anyway.
Yeah.
And then with the spear in his offhand for the free attack, 4 and 12 is 16.
That'll hit.
and the spear, I think, is only a d6, not a
In
d8.
one hand, yeah. But you get the reach.
4 3 plus 5 is 8 points of damage.
Okay, very good hit.
He's still.
These zombies are pretty beefy. They're slow, they're weak, but they're beefy.
Then next strike with the longsword for my second attack. Not a disadvantage because of quick attacker.
Yep.
I'm rolling. This is apparently my round of really low rolls. 2 plus 12 is 14.
That ties. That is a tie. If you'd like
All
to
right.
spend one hero point to hit, you
then
can do
yes,
it.
I will spend one hero point to bump that up over to make sure
All
that I
right.
deal damage.
And that becomes a hit. So
and
D8 strength for the longsword.
D8 plus strength. 8 plus 5 is 13.
Okay. A very good hit. That zombie is he's just hanging in there.
Okay.
Now all the zombies go because they did bad on initiative and they're all going last collectively. So that one will stay there. Let me just do the movement for these guys. So the three who are still far away use sprint actions to charge forward.
What does a sprinting zombie look like?
Pretty scary. Only one of them gets close enough to the captain to attempt to spear him, rather unsuccessfully. The captain is quite well armored with a shield and chainmail. And then the one who was pulled in by the wizard will try to stab the wizard.
Okay.
I've gotten a natural 20. I'm sorry to inform you.
So I think that hits, yeah.
So that's just a doubling of damage. So that's 12. That's 12 damage.
Oh.
With a spear. Second attack at disadvantage is definitely a miss. I rolled a 2. Yeah, how'd that feel?
Not good. That was poor. All right.
Yeah, you missed the part where I said you just drag them as far as me swords, not all the way to you.
Yeah.
So that's the zombie's turn. Back to the captain, who will stow his crossbow, pull out his sword, and slice at one of these zombies. I believe that just hit. He's got a long sword, so a pretty hefty hit on zombie number 2. And then over to you guys. Galal is first again.
Okay.
You've got some bits of a zombie still standing in front of you.
So what I would like to do is, as he is running me through, so he stabs me with his spear, and his spear, that's a 12-point hit, took half my hit points. I'm assuming he got some depth. As it pierces me, I want to grab the haft of his spear and look him straight in the face and says, "That was a mistake." As I cast a 2-point empowered cold snap. Actually, probably don't even need that much. He said he's looking pretty bad, right?
He's looking real bad.
Okay. You know, I'm not going to.
There's a chance you won't kill him with the base cold snap, but it's low.
Okay. Then I won't empower it. I'm not going to give in to hubris, but I will cast cold snap. So he needs to make me, please.
Vitality?
It is a vitality saving throw.
Hey, look at that, a 3.
That
which
fail.
Even with the zombies, pretty good vitality. That's still. Yeah, it's an 8.
Yeah, so that's a D8 damage. Where'd my D8 go? There it is.
D8 cold.
D8 cold.
And his movement speed is reduced. But...
4 points.
Hey, that's what you needed.
Cool.
Because right. Zombies are resistant to cold, so halved it's 2, and there you go.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But so, yeah, he freezes and just flops over.
Cool. And I regain 2... I actually do it for blood magic. Do I regain my
magic.
12 points? Yep.
Yes, the zombie has blood, so
okay.
It qualifies cool. there.
All right, and blood magic.
Get some SP
it,
back.
Is it 1 SP or 2 SP for that?
I've changed it a few times.
Yep.
It's 1 SP.
1 SP. Okay, that's fine. That's Lol, fine.
Were you just trash talking a zombie? You know they don't understand you, right?
Made me feel better, Zorn.
Will you be moving at all?
Did cold snap, I think, is a full action spell.
Yeah, but you still get your movement.
Oh, why didn't you get my movement last time?
Because you didn't take it.
Because you were in a staircase and you just didn't want to.
No, when I pulled him towards me.
You didn't choose to move.
You didn't need
I
it?
Could. I didn't think I could. So, yeah. Let's see. I don't think that I will move, but let me just double check here. I'm going to measure. Yeah, no, they're within range. So I am fine where I am. Let me just go ahead and double check, too, that cold snap is indeed a full action. I'm assuming
it is.
That it is.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
All right.
So then Obinar's turn.
Yeah, so Obinar, from his position, since the one near Golnar has been dispatched, will shoot the one directly in front of the captain, number 3.
Okay, so that's one quick action to swap weapons and then one quick action to fire. So just one attack, no disadvantage.
Okay. I am not moving. Do I get the ability to do my aim? Is that something I can do?
Yeah, so an aimed attack is something you can just declare to do at any time. You can give yourself disadvantage, and if you hit, then you can say, oh, I hit them in the head, I hit them in the arm, whatever, right?
Okay. In this case, I don't have a disadvantage because of sharpshooter.
Okay, you can spend one of your sharpshooters to just make an attack as normal.
Oh, do I have to spend for that?
Yeah, I think it's a limited use.
Oh, yeah, it's three.
Yeah, you get three of those per long rest, essentially.
These are zombies. I'm not going to spend that. I'm just going to actually just do a standard shot. Actually, I'm not taking the quick action to swap, and I'm going to change my target. I'm going to target two. I'm actually going to throw the spear at two, and if I'm successful in hitting it, I'm going to run up, grab it, and stab him again with the same spear, so I'm not changing my weapon.
All right, I'll allow it.
Because I believe that is 20 feet. Exactly.
Yeah, so,
yep. All right, that way I get two attacks. And that's going to be 21 to hit.
That's a hit. Spear damage.
Which is D...
It'd be a D6, yeah, because you're
D6, because I'm throwing it. Okay. And that's going to be 4 plus strength, so 7 damage.
Okay. Pretty good.
I'm going to run up, grab it, and stab him again. Like, literally, I threw it. It stuck in him. I ran up, I grabbed it, and then I stab him while maintaining the weapon.
So that'll be disadvantage for two attacks in a row.
And I will say, as I'm doing this, I think you have something that belongs to me. Here, have it again. Welcome to the middle of the show. Here at Tabletop Journeys, we wanted to take a minute to thank the people who make this show possible, our patron supporters. We wanted to shout out the adventurer level tier. Extra big thanks to Chad Bean, Joe Harney, Dave Riddow, Adam Scaramella, and Marty Napier. Patreon supporters get exclusive content, free copies of all of our published and unpublished materials and game supplements, early access to episodes, free invitations to monthly games. You can learn about all of that and more at www.patreon.com/TTJourneys.
Speaking of our published material, have you checked out the supplements we have on DM's Guild? We have two full books, The Traveler's Guide to Collaborative Worldbuilding and The Traveler's Guide to the Multiverse there, and you can combine them with all of our supplements to help make your next role legendary. Go to www.ttjourneys.com/DMsGuild for more information.
If you're looking for some Tabletop Journeys swag or need a fantastic set of new dice, then you should check out Tabletop Journeys Spring Store and our affiliate, FanRoll Dice. You can make your first purchase through FanRoll at 10% off, and every purchase helps support the show. You can learn more about that at www.ttjourneys.com/FanRoll. If you want some of the awesome t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and other gear that we have available, check out www.ttjourneys.com/swag to get redirected to our spring store. These are the same vendors that we use for our add-ons when we do our Kickstarters, and we stand behind these products.
But the best way you can support the show is by joining the conversation. Did you love one of the episodes? Did you disagree with something we said? Maybe you just want us to cover your favorite game system a little more or talk about a brand new system. Check us out at linktr.ee/TTJourneys. That's our link tree. And join the conversation.
We hope you're enjoying this week's show. So here comes the second half. Don't forget to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening to us. And if your platform lets you leave a comment or a rating, why not hit the button and show your support? Thanks again for listening. Now on with the show.
Not going to do as well. That is going to be an 8. So I miss on the second.
That's a miss. Yeah. But it was still pretty cool. And you get your spear back. So then it goes to Zorn's turn.
Mm-hmm. Now, before I take my turn, I have a quick question on the action economy.
Go ahead.
To make sure I understand. A weapon swap, as in my hand is full, is a quick action. But if my hand is empty and I'm just drawing a weapon, it is a free action, correct?
Correct.
So Zorn starts moving forward, hurling the spear in one of his hands at zombie 4.
Go ahead.
For a nat 20.
Nice. Yeah, so you're going to double the total damage, including your strength. Everything's doubled.
All right, so then it's going to be 6 plus a d6 plus 10.
Wait, why plus 10?
You double my strength, it's 10.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah.
Because the first die is maxed, right?
Or no.
Do I roll both dice?
You roll the D6, just the 1D6 for...
Oh, double it?
Double that result, and then add double your strength. Yeah.
Gotcha. I rolled a six. So 6 and 6 is 12 and 10 is 22.
Okay, so yeah.
With a frickin' spear.
Immediately half that zombie's health. Sorry to immediately metagame, but it's just funny.
It was well thrown.
Yes.
To clarify, that is double the die and double the bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, double my strength too. Yeah. So now that hand is empty as I move forward to flank beside the captain. I draw my other longsword.
As a free action, yep.
As a free action. And now I make my attack and my offhand attack on number 3.
Yep, totally valid.
2 and 12 is 14. That leaves me one short again, doesn't it?
It does.
I'll use another hero point to nudge that over the top. Down to 3. For 3 plus 5 is 8.
Okay, very good hit.
And my free offhand attack, 8 and 12 is 20.
Nice, dirty 20.
And 2 and 5 is 7 damage.
Okay, some good slices there. After your very cool spear move that I assume struck that zombie like right in the clavicle. Bad time for him. Then it is the zombie's turn. That's all the good guys. So the one that you threw a spear at is upset with you and will try to spear you.
I trash talk him about it, but he's a mindless zombie, so yes. Zorn isn't going to bother.
Let's see. Is a 13 a hit? I don't think so.
It is not.
Okay. And then a second one at disadvantage is a, wow, somehow still a 17.
That will hit.
Okay. So spear, that's 5 piercing damage. And
Zorn
then
grunts.
Zombie number 3, 2 attacks on the captain. I've rolled a 3 on the first attack. It's not going to hit his big armor. I've rolled a 4 on the disadvantage, so that's not going to hit his big armor either. And then zombie number 2, 2 attacks on Obinar. That's probably a hit, 23.
I believe that is where retribution comes in.
Okay, so you take the damage first, yep. Which is 6 piercing.
Which I also have resistance to, correct?
You do, as a stoneborn. So you take 3 piercing.
Excellent. So I take 3 damage.
And then retribution.
So for 1 spell point, I can use my reaction to call down holy justice upon the creature. And the target will take 1d12 holy damage.
Okay, so I make a magic saving throw, the magic stat. I rolled a whole 2 there. So yeah, I'll take that 1d12. Go ahead and roll that.
Yep. And as he hits me, I will say, the unclean shall never lay hands upon the stone board. And it's not a great amount, but it's 2 holy damage.
Undead, not fond of holy damage. So it's 4 holy damage.
Excellent.
It gets one more attack at disadvantage. A natural 1. So if you'd like to use your reaction to stab it.
I absolutely would. It doesn't do damage to me, so I can't use retribution again, which is terribly.
And you used your never mind. Sorry, you used your reaction to do retribution.
I can't, so I can't do that again.
Gotta enforce my own action economy. I did write the book. Back around to the captain. You guys have formed a line here fighting these zombies, so the captain will take his pair of swings at zombie number 3. First one is a success. Pretty good hit. Second one at disadvantage. Also a success. That's 2 hits for the captain for a total of 12 damage between the 2 hits. That zombie's not looking very good. And then you guys, Galal.
Fabulous. So I am going to take my 30 points of movement and I'm going to...
Yeah, we got him in line for you now, huh?
Yeah, you did. So I'm going to go ahead and stand...
Might I recommend that you diagonal with that last move so that you're not in melee if they live?
Can I?
Yeah. I use the first diagonal is free, second diagonal costs 2.
Okay, so I can still cast Wind Blast from where I am and catch all 3 of them?
No, I'm saying you can stand here.
I'm saying go diagonal instead of 1 straight forward.
You can stand 5 feet back, in that market stall, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, so yeah, so basically he will...
Wind Blast.
He will run up and he kneels down and touches his hands to the ground, and as he surges up, a blast of wind emerges towards them. I need all of them...
Strength saves, I want to say, for anything wind-related.
I think that it is strength. So let me just check up. And all it's an 18.
Yeah. So one of them succeeds with a dirty 20, one of them fails with 16, and one of them fails with a 5.
It's probably too late to go ahead and tell you that I was going to empower that, wasn't it?
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
I should have waited. Go ahead.
I would like to go ahead. Wind Blast is two. I'm going to spend an additional two to empower
to that. Make it 3d6 cold. Make it
3d6. Is it cold?
It's cold.
It's cold. All right. So yeah, 3d6 cold. And then, but one of them saves, so he'll only get half.
Yeah. And number three and number two are knocked prone.
Prone. Exactly. Those 3d, that's 12 points from the spell. And number two and number three are knocked prone. And then that is an alteration spell. So I will roll a d4. I will not regain the hit points.
Double points.
Those two. But did I kill any of them?
You did not, but they're getting there. And since they're prone and it's about to be stabby time, that's not good for them.
All right.
So it's Obinar's turn. Obinar, there is a zombie laying down in front of you. You'll have advantage to stab it.
Oh, and I have my spear. I did not draw my
You already got spears in your hand.
Excellent. Mm. Yep. You picked a bad place to be. That's going to be a 16 to hit.
That's You're a hit.
Welcome.
Two-handing a spear, so a d8.
D8 plus strength. That's going to be 10.
Ouch. He's not dead.
The second one would be a standard roll because
the advantage and disadvantage cancel out.
That's going to be a 24.
Yep.
Be an 11 to hit.
Or 11 damage, you mean?
11 damage, rather.
Okay. You hang it on by a thread.
And then I am going to move.
Yeah, he can't really opportunity attack you while he's prone.
Yeah. Dang it. I wanted him to.
Hit me. I want you to do it.
I'm going to move into that position, so I'm behind number three.
Then it's Zorn's turn. The zombie directly in front of you, number four, is still standing, but you could attack diagonally at number three, who's prone multiple times with advantage if you're feeling crazy.
And number two is still up as well?
Number two is also down, but he's too far away for stabbing.
Oh, no, I can't hit him. I'm just saying he did not get finished off during Luwanika's turn.
He did not die yet. He's down. He's not out. Yeah. But he's not dead.
Zorn glances at the prone zombies and decides quickly that he'll leave them for those less able and lays into number four.
All right.
That was dismissive.
I think he's talking about you.
Here we go with the hero point route again.
Roll the two. That makes you one short. Yeah. How many of those you get left?
I had three. Now I have two.
Okay.
I had five total. But the number of twos I've rolled is freaking crazy.
It's something.
7 and 5 is 12.
Okay, a very good hit.
For damage.
Not quite dead.
He will be in a second, not to worry. Offhand attack with the other one. I need the spell words. This time I rolled the whole three.
There you go. That just plus hits.
12 for 15.
That gets you your 15. Give me damage.
8 and 5 is 13.
Okay, that is a kill. Take him off the board.
Now I'll land a number three with my last attack.
Now they're all laying down because one of them doesn't have a head.
So
advantage to attack number three.
Oh, so because he's got prone. A 12 or an 11. So 12 and 12 is 24.
Yeah, a hit. Yep.
And 4 and 5 is 9 points of damage.
Okay, not quite dead, but really close. Zombie turns.
No, don't get in Josh's way.
They will use their movements to get up and make some attacks. Number three will stab at Zorn ineffectively, and then it will stab at disadvantage at the captain even less effectively on those dice. And then number two will stab once at Obinar. I rolled an 18, so that's definitely a hit, even without doing math, for only 4 piercing damage.
I'm going
to... So 2 to you.
And it is still the same round, or is this a different round?
This is a new round now.
Okay. Retribution?
Yeah, magic save. Pretty low. 8.
Okay. I believe I'm 14 is my...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be 3 points of holy damage.
That is 6 points. So it pokes at you with the spear, scratches you, and then just catches fire and dies. So then back around to the captain. There's one very weak zombie left. Let's see if the captain... and get one. That's the captain's first miss.
Perfect.
But he just hits on the second one, unfortunately, for your spell points. And it has 2 HP left, so it's dead. Yeah. He gives it a spin, takes its head off, and that is that. The zombies are gone. People come out from hiding under their market stalls and their windows, and they're cheering and clapping. Need to tend to any wounds or anything? Restore any hit? Yeah.
No, I got hit a lot. I got stabbed a lot. I'm standing in this. What does the stall that I'm standing in happen to sell?
By the look of these map assets that I used, fruits and vegetables.
Perfect.
I hear like, avocado's good for slash wounds.
My good sir, an apple, if you don't mind. I'm famished.
Yes, of course, sir. There you are.
Yeah.
The least we can do.
Yep. While he's
healing,
while he's eating an apple, Obinar is gonna stomp out the flaming zombie.
Yeah,
he's like
stone street, thankfully, so cobblestone.
Yep, but he stomps it out.
I almost bought a health potion, but instead I opted for the fancy dagger. So,
did anyone have a healer kit?
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
if you want to do that.
And I would also ask the captain, how long before high tide? Because the ship's not leaving before then, and I do have a wound.
We can spare a few moments. Yes, go. Yeah,
perhaps.
Please, some bandages for this man.
Yeah.
I have some avocado ointment in my pack.
Could I?
Hey, if that's like, how you want to flavor it.
Is there like a fainting couch around here somewhere that could go spray
maybe
on?
Use one of the market stall canopies. It's like a hammock makeshift.
Right,
kinda.
Totally, yeah.
I'll carry you.
So do any of you have good medicine skill?
Negative.
No.
It's based on my mind.
Have a kit.
Yeah.
It's untrained. I'd probably be decent at it.
I can plug the hole.
Yep, whoever has the highest total modifier to mind plus medicine.
How good a hole plugger are you?
I have a medical kit. In my mind, I'm well trained.
But on a scale of plus 0 to plus 13 or whatever.
I'm like a 4.
I am at the far end of the scale beyond all imagination. It happens to be 0. All
right,
but there is nothing better than me in the direction that I am headed.
All right.
Josh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Check.
That's natural 20.
Great. No inherent bonus for that, but you do succeed. The amount of HP you regain is a number of D4 equal to your vitality, minimum of 1 D4.
That's good. So that will be 1.
Ah.
That'll be 1.
See, you should have let me do it.
Oh, and I regain a hit point.
I told you you should let me.
That was only 5 minutes, so if you want to do it like one more time.
I can help if you want.
Yeah, I'll let Obinar take a crack at it. It's apparently I'm not good at plugging my own hole. I need him to do it.
Zorn winces as he sees him pass off the kit to Oberon and turns to the captain. Zombies, a daily attack, or is it safe to say these were put in our way on purpose?
Not the first time I've dealt with them, but I wager this is connected. Much like the girl you dealt with, some of that ice elemental. Some good men here, unfortunate, but...
I'm rocking a whole 8.
So that won't do.
Do you have any hero points? And would hero points matter?
Oh, yeah.
Good hero point. How many do you have before I let you spend them?
I have a total of 4.
You'd be 1 short still.
Yeah. Your wound is too big. The avocado won't fit.
Do you want to spend spell points on healing?
No, I really don't. Unless I could convince everybody else to go ahead and take another 30-minute rest, because I'm fine on spell points right now, but they are definitely dwindling.
If you'd like to persuade the captain, any of you can attempt it, whoever's the best talker.
Captain, look, I hate to be pointed about it, but I was run through. Might it be possible for a brief nap?
He has his hands on his hips, but go ahead and roll persuasion.
That's an 8, so I...
Probably not.
So...
Yeah, Obinar will say, when he said nap, I think he meant nip. If we swing by a tavern, we'll get him a drink.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, actually. Just like a
I could
like a
use
long
a,
nap.
I could definitely use a drink.
Right, I got one more
say,
try. Obinar,
unless you want to,
you roll persuasion.
Okay. This is funny. Yeah. So
is it like severely negative or?
Oh no.
Okay.
It's only a 0.
It's sorry.
Look, yeah, Captain, that guy. Unless you want to go face these blokes all by yourself.
All right, then a third
My friend
try.
Here needs a rest, and I'm going to intimidate the bastard.
Oh.
I dropped my full heart, and I'm, look, he needs the rest, unless you want to go face this by yourself. 18. No, 17.
Yeah, a big number. An upper double digit. Very well. In there, come on, we'll take a moment. Any gestures at a tavern?
All right. So before I begin the rest, I'm going to restore myself. What was restored?
It's 1 spell point, and it's a D6 plus 2 HP.
D6 plus 2.
So. And I get my 4 points for my vitality.
All right, so that's 6 hit points. And if my vitality is 0, I don't gain any on a long rest?
You do. Minimum 1.
Minimum 1, okay.
It's 1 times 0 vitality. Minimum so, 1 hit point.
All right. That at least gets me like over 80% of my hit points again, so that's fine. And then how many spell points do I regain?
Equal to magic.
All right, and that also gets me well equipped there. Okay.
I am back just 1 shy of my max, having only lost 3.
Yep.
Okay. Great. Couple minutes more of walking after your respite, and you arrive at this area of the docks that was described to you by the young would-be witch. And sure enough, there is a small sailing ship with notably the pale blue sails furled up, but nonetheless hard to miss. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. This has been Tabletop Journeys. We would love to hear your feedback on our show today. Join us at www.ttjourneys.com, where you can subscribe to the blog to leave comments and see all the content that we publish beyond the podcast.
You can also stay in touch by subscribing to our Twitter, Tumblr, or Instagram at ttjourneys, joining our Facebook group, Tabletop Journeys, or by sending an email directly to podcast@ttjourneys.com. Our full episodes come out every week on Friday, and every Tuesday features actual play and gameplay showcase episodes. Looking for early access? You can support the show and get episodes before everyone else at www.patreon.com/TTJourneys. Check it out today and see all the awesome benefits we bring to our supporters.
Lastly, if you're listening to us on Stitcher, iTunes, Podchaser, Spotify, or Audible, we would really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe to the podcast on that platform. Thank you for listening and for being a part of our growing community. And we bid you fair tides, friends, for legends await.